Y'all thought y'all weren't getting a monologue today, but you got a JP monologue today. That's right. I sat down and wrote down a monologue for the show. So I hope y'all enjoyed this. This monologue is brought to you by Stan McDonald of Wilmer and Lee. And once I finish with this monologue, I'll tell y'all more about Stan in just a second. So I just mentioned it briefly, but two nights ago, I saw something absolutely breathtaking, awe-inspiring, if you will. Something that will be written in history books years from now. What was it? It was Cory Booker setting the record for the longest filibuster in U.S. history, 25 hours. Stunning, right? I mean, the amount of courage it took to stand up against the tyrant Donald Trump, Cory Booker might have just saved America. And I'm sure you've caught on to my sarcasm, because truth be told, if the standards for being an impactful public servant are to stand there and yap about absolutely nothing for 25 hours, then sign me up. When I'm old enough to run, I'll let y'all know. Maybe y'all can vote for me, and I'll shout y'all out when I'm wasting everybody's time by breaking the filibuster record. And that's exactly what Cory Booker did. He wasted everyone's time. There was no legislation that he was trying to block. There truly was no rallying cry that he rang throughout the Senate chambers. It was nothing but an extremely drug-out whining session, while also making sure all the cameras were turned on to catch his good side. And I truly can't think of a more self-centered and out-of-touch mentality for a politician to think that everyone wants to hear him talk for 25 hours. And about what? Nothing. The gist of his filibuster was, Trump bad, Elon bad. And I don't know about y'all, but I think the Democrats already have enough people saying that. They didn't need to hear it for 25 hours. But Cory Booker, he got all the attention he wanted, all the back slaps and high fives a man could ever want. And here's a clip, actually, of Chuck Schumer letting him know that he had broken the filibuster record. And then a round of applause while Cory tries to act like he's not loving every second of it.
Would the senator yield for a question?
Chuck Schumer, it's the only time in my life I can tell you no.
I just want to tell you a question. Do you know you have just broken the record? Do you know how proud this caucus is of you? Do you know how proud America is of you?
It might be a good time to remind people that Cory Booker is on the record several times during the Biden administration saying that the filibuster needs to be reformed. But who cares, right? What this really illustrates is how weak and pathetic the Democratic Party is right now. In a Hail Mary attempt to stop Donald Trump and Elon Musk, they sent a senator to talk about absolutely nothing for over a day. But he's not the only one. I mean, Jasmine Crockett, AOC, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, the entire message since Donald Trump was elected has been extremely hyperbolic nonsense. Whether it's Trump is cutting Social Security to Trump is declaring war on Denmark, or Trump has abandoned our greatest ally, Ukraine. And truth be told, our democracy has survived being on the chopping block so many times that I've lost count. But that's all they got. But let me say this, folks. There's a difference between gutting and reforming. See, the Democrats want you to think that Trump making Social Security more efficient and stopping checks from going to people older than our country itself, that's the end of Social Security altogether. It's not. It actually makes it more efficient. And USAID, well, that was a slush fund for the deep state, and you should take notes on which people in Congress were crying over it being slashed. Here's the thing, folks. I'm seeing the same rhetoric in regards to the tariffs that went into effect yesterday. The self-proclaimed Liberation Day was yesterday, where dozens of reciprocal tariffs were implemented, and this has brought forth some serious meltdowns. But not just from Democrats, from Republicans too. Last night, the Senate even voted 51-48 to roll back Trump's tariffs on Canada and Mexico, with Republicans Murkowski, Collins, McConnell, and Paul all voting for it. Those were expected suspects, but that just shows that the Democrats aren't the only ones a little nervous about these tariffs. And I'm not denying that tariffs won't increase prices. I'm not denying the fact that trade deficits aren't always a bad thing. What I'm saying is Republicans need to ask themselves one question. Do they trust Donald Trump or not? Do you trust him to deliver on the mandate he was given by the American people? I'm not saying Trump is perfect, and he's by no means God, but there's something to be said about President Trump's perseverance to deliver on his promises despite the amount of pushback he's received. Both metaphorically and physically, by the way. I mean, just ask his ear. Now, a lot of what's been said by the Democrats in their usual grandstanding in regards to tariffs isn't exactly incorrect. Yes, like I said, tariffs are a tax on consumers, and yes, prices may go up temporarily, but what they aren't telling you about is the nearly $5 trillion investments total in the U.S. since the announcement of such tariffs, from the auto industry all the way to the tech industry. Companies are now producing in the United States, And just ask the UAW how they feel about the tariffs. They're loving the amount of jobs coming here. But I think it's pretty obvious what these tariffs are. They're a negotiating tactic. Sure, Trump has been saying for years that he wants to fix our trade deficits with other nations. And take a look at the tariff chart, by the way, that the White House put out. These tariffs still pale in comparison to what other countries are tariffing us. Mexico has not done nearly enough to stop the flow of fentanyl into the United States, and they've let the cartels do the dictating. We've already seen Mexico start to make some serious changes in regards to securing the border since these tariffs were announced. Canada as well. They folded fairly quickly and swiftly took action to help secure our shared border. By the way, Canada yesterday said they'll drop all tariffs against us if we do the same. Mexico announced they won't be implementing reciprocal tariffs against us as well. So what does that show? Maybe Trump's tariffs are already working. We've gotten swift action from both Mexico and Canada before the tariffs even went into place. That won't be discussed in the hyperbolic grandstanding, of course. But Trump knows what he's doing in regards to business. And sure, the private sector and the public sector are quite different. You can't run both exactly the same, but I'll tell you this. There's a lot the public sector could learn from the private sector. Trump is someone who was just a little bit successful in the private sector, but the part that carries over is this, and this is important. We now have a president with a spine. We now have a president who is willing to stand up for America. He's willing to take on criticism from both sides of the aisle, the media, foreign leaders. Everyone and their mama, it seems, has something to say about how Trump is going about things. But he has a vision, and America voted for that vision. By a show of hands, folks, who was fully aware about Trump's views on tariffs before voting for him? I surely was. I heard him go on Joe Rogan and talk about how the word tariff was the most beautiful word. But tariffs aren't the only thing he's carrying out, despite outstanding criticism. Look at what he's doing with DOGE and cutting waste out of the government. Some may see what he's doing as reckless, but I see it as deliberate. I see it as a president who actually has a fire under his belly to get America back on track. And look what he's doing at the border. We saw border crossings drop over 90% since his arrival back into the White House. According to the New York Post, more than 100,000 deportations have taken place since January 20th. And he's still unhappy with the pace. Look at how he's reshaping the military, making it the most lethal fighting force on planet Earth once again. All of these things seemed completely impossible to achieve within a single four-year term. And Trump is doing it in less than 100 days. That shows that he has a fire, a drive, and a motivation to achieve his vision. Something we've never seen before in the White House. So, as I close, I just have one question for my fellow Republicans. If you love what Trump is doing with DOGE, if you love what Trump is doing at the border, if you love what Trump is doing with the military, if you love what Trump is doing with the FBI, the intel agencies, the HHS, you name it, why would you doubt him with this? Now, those like Thomas Massie and Rand Paul are financial hawks, and I get that. I actually respect them for standing on their principles. But if you're not willing to look past the surface level with this, I'm sorry, you're being lazy. No one's questioning that this will temporarily raise prices. They will drop again. The market took a dip, but it will return. It already is returning. But what we will see, most importantly, is stronger borders. Companies producing in America will stop being ripped off by other countries. And most importantly, America will gain back respect from other nations because we have a leader who has a backbone once again. And that, my friends, will last longer than a temporary price hike. And I, for one, am willing to pay a little bit more for certain things in return for all of that. So to my fellow Republicans, I have one thing to say. Please do not cave to those folks that, like Cory Booker, who spend their time whining and complaining. Don't buy into the meltdown from the Democrats. Don't get cold feet now. We are absolutely dominating, and Republicans time and time again have snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. But not this time. Look past the short term and see what Trump is trying to achieve. And I know one thing. I trust President Trump to keep winning like he's been doing for 73 days now. And that is a wrap for The Right Side Way.